In this video, we're going to talk about how you can make your marketing feel kind of like cheating, where you are getting more customers, more sales than ever. But first, I just want to welcome you in. This is the Marketabilities Podcast by Growing Media Marketing. We are a marketing agency. We can help you guys with anything marketing related. Doesn't matter what it is. If it's a landing page, if it's a video, if it's email or whatever, you need a new website or you need help with copy. Like we can do all of it. We specialize in the video though, because video is king, and which is why we do a podcast on video, because honestly, people love to watch. People are watching. They're on these little phone thingies all day, every day. And so are we. I mean, everybody is. So if you guys need any help with that, growingmediamarketing.com. All right, now let's dig in. So this is quite possibly the easiest way to get more clients and customers, but it takes some upfront work and maybe it won't happen overnight. So please be patient. Please don't expect overnight success with this type of strategy. Please don't really expect that with most strategies, because if you want something to last a long time, like success, then you shouldn't really rush it, because it might just fall away just as fast as you got it. Anyways, just a little bit of wisdom before we get really digging into it. So the number one thing, we're just going to dive right into it. The number one thing that can basically make things feel very easily is if you use the customer reviews and your like testimonials as your marketing. Okay. Now, this may sound obvious. Don't click off. I want to explain this to you because it's all about psychology. It is about getting into your potential customer's brain and getting them to understand that you can take them from point A to point B, or that your product can help them get the problem solved that they're experiencing. Which is ultimately what matters, right? Like they just want it to be solved, or they want to not have this problem anymore, or they want to go from, you know, this type of person to this type of person. Whatever your industry is, it doesn't matter what industry you're in. Literally, this works in every industry, because the only way that people will instantly buy from you, like they can be a complete stranger. And it can be maybe even a cold lead. Like they've really just clicked on you and they just found out about you. How do you get people to instantly buy? Well, you have customer reviews and testimonials in their face and getting them to click on them. Now, why is that? Because ultimately, people want to see and know that someone like them can accomplish the problem or fix the problem that they're having. Does that make sense? Think about if, say, like you're having trouble keeping weeds out of your yard, okay? And you tried all these products and you tried all these things and it just doesn't work, and you're getting mad because you just want to have a lush green lawn. But instead, you know, you're looking and then you come upon this website where someone left this crazy video and they're like, hey, I've tried everything. I've tried this. I've tried that. I've tried this. And you're like, oh yeah, yeah, I've tried all those things too. But it wasn't until I tried this product that it actually killed all these weeds and my grass looks incredible now and all this stuff. And it wouldn't have been without them. Now, if you saw that and you were having those exact thoughts about your lawn, you would probably buy the freaking thing. And at least try it out. You know, most of that stuff has return policies, which you should have a return policy, because that's another thing, is just having ease of mind, right? But this is really about the testimonial. So basically what this does, and so let's pull back and think about it as like a psychology point of view, is the customer is that has already gotten the success is revealing that to this other person. Now, you can talk all day about how good your product is, okay? And CEOs can jump on there and be like, this is the best product ever, I'm telling you, and do the whole like Donald Trump type of thing, you know? It's the best, but, and that's not an impression, I'm just changing voices to add dramatic effect. I can't do Donald Trump. You can do that all day, but it's just, it doesn't really matter, because people are gonna kind of feel like, oh, they're just trying to sell me something, you know, maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, you know, a lot of the stuff I've tried hasn't worked. So they're like, I won't buy it. Maybe you'll get some people who take a chance on it. They got some extra cash. They're like, let's just try it out, see what happens. But you don't want that. Like, you don't want that. You want people to come to your page and see the person that they are right now, and then see the future of who they could become, or the problem. So they're seeing their problem, and then they're seeing the solution to their problem. You want them to see both things. And you want them to see that in the middle of those two things is your product or service. Like, this is like what you are offering them is the solution. Okay. But you can't always be the one to show them that. Like, you can do some cool stuff and, you know, kind of show some cool things of what you've done, but I'm telling you, it's literally a game changer if you can have someone who is a customer or was a customer and is literally showing them, hey, I went from this to this because of this person's product or service. And that person is going to be like, well, if that person did it, I could do it, right? Like that, I'm not any different from that person. I might be better than that person or whatever, or like I'm smarter than that person or I'm more able. They start to put things together and be like, oh, well, then this is a no-brainer. If that person can do it, I can do it. And or if that company can do it, then my company can pull that off if we just partner with these people, right? It becomes a no-brainer. And then I'm telling you, once you get this locked in and you get you get it all lined out and, you know, organized well so that people, that's where their attention's going, to the page or on your social media or whatever, sales will just come in. I'm telling you, it's a game changer. It is an absolute game changer. Because, well, here, okay, let's back up a little bit. Two things that you need to have in order for this to work well is you need to have your customer avatar locked in. What is your customer avatar? It is like your dream customer. It is the person who you want to buy your product because you know that it will serve them well. And so know who that person is, because if you are able to serve someone just like that and then get their testimonial, you can blast that out everywhere. Like, put it as the first thing on your website, put it on your social media, pin it on there, pull it up in a video or something, have it in a brochure. Like, man, like I went from this to this and I don't know what I would have done without this lawn care company or whatever it is, like whatever your product is, because I'm telling you, people, like it's almost like a different version of word of mouth marketing, right? Is like they're basically telling you, hey, these people help me go from point A to point B. Even though it's coming from the company, it's still coming from them, right? And yes, I know people can fabricate these things, and it sucks that they do. Like, I hate that. I hate that people are using like AI and fake stuff to you know, market their company or say that they've done all these things when they haven't done these things. So I understand that that's a full thing that you should be worried about. But if you're in a community or if you're in an industry and you can pull someone in who people know and, you know, kind of have some trust, that's going to be a game changer, especially if you can pull someone in that has some sort of authority, right, in your industry. That's a big deal. So like in my industry, I would love to pull some, you know, audio engineer that's well known and just be like, hey, you know, I endorse Lucas and this is what he's done. I've seen him do all these cool things. That's like a testimonial from not even a customer, but someone that's like high up in the authority that will help you. Now, that only helps in some industries. That's not really necessary. But if you're working within a community, if you can get that testimony of people who know, like maybe it's like the mayor of your town or something, or maybe someone who owns a couple of really cool businesses that you helped, you know, mow their lawn or whatever. I don't know, whatever. You guys get what I'm saying. I'm telling you, if you can get the customer avatar absolutely locked in, then it's so easy to then reach those people, because then you know how to direct where you want it to go. Now, number two, the second part of that you need to have is positioning. Like, you need to position yourselves. Like, where are your customer avatar potential customers? Like, where do they go? Are they on Facebook? Are they out in the community? Are they watching TV? Are they on Hulu? Like, you figure that out, right? And then put the customer testimonials in front of them. it's actually super simple. Now, if you maybe, you know, do free stuff on, like, you like post free content or whatever on your website or your social media and stuff, that's perfect because then you're not having to pay for ads. But if you are going to pay for ads on Facebook or Instagram or LinkedIn or Hulu or TV or whatever, just figure out where most of your audience's attention is and then put the ads there. And readjust if you see one performing super well, and then, you know, put more money behind that one, and then boom, telling you, your sales are going to boost and it's going to be a big deal. Now, if you guys want help putting together these like landing pages and all this stuff, or maybe you want like some killer video of like customer testimonials, we would absolutely love to help you here at Growing Media Marketing. We specialize in video content, video production, commercial production, and there is nothing like having a killer testimonial video where you can really show the before and after and then showing the emotion in this person of like, man, I went from here to here. That would be a massive game changer for you and your business to have something like that to show potential customers what you do and how well you do it. Because I think that's often a challenge for us business owners and companies and everything is we're actually really good at what we do. But sometimes it's really hard to show that, especially when those, you know, like I was saying earlier before, there's some scammers, there's some people who lie, they're not real, they're kind of fake, and you really need to show, hey, I can actually do this, and I can really help you if you just trust me. And so it's a big trust building factor whenever you can really show the change and the transformation that happens from what you've already done with other people, because people can just put themselves in their shoes and be like, oh yeah, that can be me. That could be me. So that's it. Like it's pretty simple, guys. Get some killer testimonials, post them up, and your business will enhance. Like your sales will go up, and then you can get more testimonials. Then you can post those, and then it's just a never ending cycle. And then you just get endless business. And well, that's what we want. We want endless business, and mostly just because we want to help people. I think oftentimes there's a lot of us out here that are really good at what we do, and we just want to help people, but we're not good at marketing, right? Like we're not good at putting ourselves out there. So do this, telling you it will change. Give us a like, subscribe. We post a new podcast every Monday. Hope you've had an amazing 2025, and we will see you in 2026. Bye.